As the announcement of whether the MCO is to be extended now looms a day away, everybody is waiting in anticipation for decisions to be made by authorities. Nonetheless, it's no secret that the government is enforcing stricter controls with more roadblocks announced every couple of days. The next district affected by these road closures is Petaling Jaya, so if you're living in these areas, do take note. Nick Ezani Mode Faisal, Petaling Jaya's OCPD AstCom, said in a statement recorded by The Star, that, effective 12 a.m. on 10 April we will be closing Penchala Link exit to Mutiara-Damansara-Damansara Puchong Expressway, LDP, exit to Mutiara-Damansara and Damansara Perdana LDP exit to Jalan PJU, 8 Flora-Damansara Jalan PJU 7/8 exit to IKEA Jalan PJU 8 over 1 traffic light, Damansara Perdana, Penchala Link, Kepong Interchange. Tomorrow, 10 April, is also the fateful date of the government's announcement as to whether the MCO will be extended to enter its third phase. Nonetheless, ACP Nick Ezani assured motorists who have their daily routes interrupted by these closures that alternative roads are available. These include Jalan PJU 7/9, BHP Petrol Station, for motorists heading out of Mutiara Damansara, Damansara Perdana, Flora Damansara towards Penchala Link, Jalan PJU 7 over 1 Mutiara Damansara from Damansara Perdana to Perjuran Surian. Aside from these closures, a roadblock will also be stationed near an MRT station. We will also be setting up another MCO roadblock aside from the ones along the Sprint Highway and Perjuran Surian. The latest roadblock will be set up along Jalan PJU 7 over 1 Mutiara Damansara near the Mutiara Damansara MRT station in both directions. Authorities such as the PJ City Council, Emergency Services, Fire and Rescue Department and Police will still be allowed to access the closed routes to monitor conditions. The road closures will be manned by our personnel to ensure security and smooth flowing traffic, assured ACP Nick Ezani, who warned that they have already arrested 17 people since Tuesday, 7 April, for defying the MCO. Among those arrested included 6 men, aged between 34 and 58, for gathering and drinking alcohol at a playground along Jalan SS 328. We also arrested a man for jogging along Jalan BU 10/9 Bundar Utama. He could not furnish us with a valid reason to be outside and did not have any form of identification on him, he added. Remember that these measures are in place to protect us, so do cooperate with authorities and take note of these changes. Also read, PDRM will start closing these 8 roads in Kajang starting the 8th of April, more roadblocks announced as well. You have reached the end of this story.